Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Many women who have had children will suffer from pelvic organ prolapse, and a series of six Cochrane reviews are being prepared relating to the surgical management. The first of these has been published in February 2016, and we asked lead author Chris Mayer from the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital in Australia to tell us about the findings.
As John said, pelvic organ prolapse is common, and in fact as many as 50% of women who have had children are affected. It's the descent of one or more of the pelvic organs, the womb, bladder or bowel, into or beyond the vagina. The traditional method of repairing vaginal prolapse is resuturing the torn tissues, and this is commonly referred to as a native tissue repair. Unfortunately, traditional repairs are associated with high rates of recurrence. As an alternative, transvaginal grafts made of absorbable or permanent mesh or biological material may improve the outcomes of prolapse surgery. Our reviewer has confirmed that there is moderate quality evidence in favour of using transvaginal permanent mesh compared to native tissue repairs. These advantages include lower rates of subjective awareness of prolapse, reoperation for prolapse, and recurrent prolapse on examination. However, there are some problems associated with the treatment, which I will mention in a moment. For this review, we evaluated a total of 37 randomized controlled trials, including 4,000 women, which had compared transvaginal grafts with traditional native tissue repairs for the treatment of vaginal prolapse. The evidence suggests that if about 20 women in 100 are aware of prolapse after native tissue repair, this would fall to 10 to 15 after permanent mesh repair. Similarly, if the rate of recurrent prolapse on examination after a native tissue repair is 38%, the risk would be between 11 and 20% after a repair with transvaginal permanent mesh. Alongside these benefits, though, there are also problems associated with the use of transvaginal permanent mesh. For example, if 5% of women need a second operation for prolapse, urinary incontinence or mesh exposure after a native tissue repair, this rises to between 7 and 18% after a permanent mesh repair. 8% of women who had a transvaginal permanent mesh repair will require repeat surgery for the management of mesh exposure. There is low quality evidence that absorbable mesh may reduce the risk of recurrent prolapse on examination when compared to native tissue repairs, but there is insufficient evidence comparing these interventions to draw any reasonable conclusions. The low quality of evidence that we found from trials that compared biological grafts with native tissue repairs could not show any differences in awareness of prolapse or reoperation for prolapse between the groups. With only very low quality of evidence on prolapse on examination for this comparison, we cannot be certain of the impact of these interventions on this outcome.
To learn more about the trials and the comparisons in this review, and to watch out for the other Cochrane reviews in the series, visit cochranelibrary.com. You can find this review easily with a search for transvaginal mesh and prolapse.